So you may have heard this abbreviation ITIO, which is the International Transport Observatory. And the information that Martin was showing you on these specific maps are already available, maybe with some little bit different design or display on this ITIO. So pretty much also all the parameters that are available can be seen already from the ITIO. And the work that we are now doing with visualization of the parameters, we actually will see how that will be then included also in ITIO. Because today in ITIO, when you click on specific line, you will just see the information for a sector, and that sector depends on how a line was defined through so-called shapefiles. I apologize if this is going too far into the details, but pretty much in GIS, how the line is reflected on the map, that is through the geographic coordinates that are provided within those shapefiles. And sometimes if you would have a line that we see in the convention as one from Vienna to the next station, let's say Vienna to Salzburg, and if there was no other station that we have reflected in AGTC, for the segments of that line in GIS, that could have been done in 10 or maybe sometimes 20 separate segments. So clicking on this, you would click 20 times to see what is the parameter between Vienna and Salzburg. Now, that can be burdensome, and therefore we are working with Martin on producing those maps through which you will see immediately which of the lines of the whole AGTC meet the parameter that is referred in AGTC. So I suppose in the near future we shall be able to have those maps available fully online. And my colleague Martin.
We can also produce thematic maps on demand. I mean,
okay. Okay, so Martin just said for everybody to hear that we can also produce any thematic maps. Pretty much this is also how we have been working at the Secretariat with the Corridor Coordination Committee, where specific maps for analysis or assessment has been produced to the Coordination Committee. That also means that we can produce specific maps to WP24 so that WP24 can make its own assessment or analysis and maybe formulate various recommendations, because pretty much it's a tool that you can use, analytical tool, if I may say so, to recommend maybe some action to be taken, which in the end can be important to the development of rail transport across Europe.